volume of space we have in this room.
And they hit a 3x3-inch square twice. Weisenberger goes into the lane. He's goes up from the left side of the lane. He's fouled by Chase Winter, and he'll go to the back to the free throw line for another two shots. This would be Chase Winter's second foul, team's eighth. And Weisenberger finds himself back in familiar territory. It's 2 for 4 on the night from the free throw line. And he misses the front end of this one. 6:44 remaining in regulation. Still a 10-point ball game, 37-27. Second free throw is up. And this one's good. So he holds serve, going 1 for 2 in all three trips for him. He has 3 points. 37-28. Back to a single-digit deficit for Vassar. Brad Hacker takes the baseline jump shot. This one's off the mark. Last touch by Cole Chippy out of bounds. Vassar ball 90 feet from their own hoop.
I don't know. Cass City is going to want to go ahead and take a little more time off the clock each possession, I would think.
Noel at the top of the key against Brad Hacker. And looks like Brad Hacker got his body into him and is going to be called for a block. And this puts Noel at the free throw line shooting 1-1. Noel has not attempted a free throw yet tonight. He has 3 points in the third quarter, and his other four come in the first quarter. Brad Hacker, Cole Chippy sit down. It looks like number 12, Sandon Cuthrell, checks back in, as well as number 5, Darren Miller.
Noel's a decent free throw shooter also.
First free throw is good, so he gets a second. Cuts the deficit down to 8 points.
Well, this is how you do it. Stop the clock, get on the foul line. Cheap points.
37-29. Check that, 37-30. 2 for 2 for Jackson Noel on that trip. 9 points for him. Full court press coming from Vassar. Sandon Cuthrell across the timeline to Nick Perry, to the high post to Miller. To the right wing to Cuthrell, being guarded by Wilson. Back to Chase Winter. Right down to the right block. Nothing there. Feeds it back up to Shank. High post. Back to Perry. Gives it back to Chase Winter, being guarded by Noel. 6 minutes left in the fourth. 37-30. Winter down to Shank on the baseline against Bokert. Tracks him down. Goes up for the shot. Counted and one.
I don't know how he made that.
Nice post move from Logan Shank. Gets it to fall. And he has 14 in the night, leading all scorers so far. And Garrett Gaughan and Ricardo Macon will check in for Vassar, replacing Jervon Wilson. And number 21, Caleb Weisenberger. 39-30 after the made basket from Logan Schenk. Tries to make this a 10-point lead with a made free throw right here. 5:54 left in the fourth.
He was down by the baseline when he let that shot go.
And rebound, free throw's no good, but it's rebound, long rebound to Nick Perry. Goes right back down the lane, can't get that to fall. And it's brought in by Garrett Gaughan. 39-30. Garrett Gaughan and the Vassar Vulcans trailing by 9. Bogert into the corner to Noel. Pops the 3. It is up. In and out. No good. Rebound, Logan Schenk. Dan Cuthrell nearly loses it. Now we have a whistle.
That's
going to be a reach and foul against Ricardo Macon.
A little ticky-tack on that one. But good call.
We're in single bonus for Kansas City now. That's the seventh team foul and second against Macon. So we walk the length of the court, and that puts Sandon Cuthrell at the free throw line shooting 1-1. He has 4 points in the night coming into the second quarter. Nothing else. Has not attempted a free throw. Front end of 1-1 is good.
Well, the young man can hit a free throw. That was nice mechanics.
Yes, it was. 40-30, a 10-point lead yet again for Kansas City. They've led his May by 11. And that was 2 minutes ago. 7:20 left. Second free throw is good from Cuthrell. 2 for 2 on that trip. Pushes the lead to 11. 41-30. 5:25 left in the fourth quarter. Gaughan pops the 3 left wing. This one's off the back of the iron. Rebound brought in by Miller. And here comes Cass City. Schenk at the high post. Pulls up from the free throw line for a jump shot. No good. Rebound. Noel. And here comes Vassar. Vassar at the left wing, being guarded by Nick Perry to Bogert, top of the key. Dribbles down the right side of the lane, can't get bailed out by a whistle, and it's rebounded by Miller. Now we have a whistle, and we have a timeout called by Cass City's Tyler Early. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds. 41 to 35 minutes left in the fourth.
Insurance agents and basketball teams have something in common. They both depend on teamwork. That's why the Farm Bureau Insurance Reggie Ignash Agency is a proud sponsor of Cass City Basketball, encouraging today's youth and recognizing the importance of the right combination of academics and extracurricular activities, along with teamwork, is what sets those of us in the Thumb area apart from others. When you find yourself in need of a change in your insurance carrier or an update in any of your existing policies, please call Reggie Ignash in Cass City at 989-872-4432 and let him become a part of your team. We are Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Vassar out of the timeout, making pops of three. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Miller, and here comes Cass City the other way. And Shank in transition. The layup is good. The man can do it all. Might even do your taxes. He has 16 points, a 13-point lead, largest of the night for Cass City. Hecht pops a three, and he is fouled on the foul through by Miller, and he'll go to the line for three shots. Foul will go against Miller. That is his second personal foul. And 10th team foul against Cass City. Two shots regardless of the foul for Vassar. 43 to 30 is the current score. Cass City out to their largest lead on the night. Hex first free throw is no good. Good thing he has two more to go. That's Hex's first attempt from the free throw line. He has 2 points, which came in the third quarter, nothing more. Second free throw, this one, no, neither. Wilson and Weisenberger check back in.
Law of averages say he has to hit this next one.
You'd think so. Gaughan sits down. Hecht's third free throw coming up. And he missed it. Rebound Shank. And he is fouled hard. As looks like Hecht got the worst end of that one. And so they walk the length of the court, puts Shank at the free throw line for 1-1. Foul will go against.
Add insult to injury.
Literally. Foul goes against number 22, Stephen Hecht. Misses three free throws and gets a foul to boot. Macon checks in, replaces Hecht at the free throw line, shooting 1-1, Logan Shank. He has 16. 43 to 30, 4.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Bizarre game, John, 2 weeks in a row now for us.
For Logan Shank and the rest of the Red Hawks, this game cannot finish fast enough for them.
And the first free throw is good, so he gets a second as a bonus.
I mean, he ripped that ball right off his head.
Wow.
It was something.
44 to 30. And the free throw's no good. Rebound, Boker. 4:25 left in fourth. Macon in transition. The shot is no good, but they're going to say he was fouled perhaps afterward. Regardless, it's going to be two shots for Macon.
Macon the sophomore.
He has 6 points, has not attempted a free throw.
But you have 23.
And the foul is against number 23, Logan. Nope, take the back. Darren Miller, that's his third. First free throw, no good. Rebound, non-existent.
Well, that's how this game is going to go then. Macon is a sophomore, like we mentioned, but a lot falls on his shoulders.
And the second free throw is good, 44 to 31 now, as Macon has 7. 4:19 left in the fourth. Cassidy breaks the press into the corner to Winter. Winter dribbles once, picks up his dribble. Calling orders. Back to Nick Perry, top of the key against Wilson. Dribbles to his right and hands it off to Cathrell. Cathrell at the high post inside the lane, and a little bit of a mistake, and it's a turnover. Here comes Noel the other way, and he can't get that to fall. Rebound, Winter. Cathrell slows things down at the high post is Shank. Now Cathrell back to Perry. Perry at the right wing. Dribbles in the lane, jump stop, goes up, layup, no good. Rebound, though, Shank cleans up the boards, can't get to fall. Rebound still loose. And they're going to save Vassar Ball. That's the eighth rebound for